Wishing you a beautiful Tuesday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me, as we cover the brand new topic this month on thriving and elevating. So by now you will have received the link to your bundle, and in that there are two beautiful new meditations there. One is called Flow and Elevate and the other called Peace and Thrive. The Peace and Thrive meditation is actually more of an upbeat meditation, and the Flow and Elevate one is a little bit more deeper, bringing you deeper into your body and your connection with yourself and nature as well, and more slower pace. But they're both beautiful and definitely will help you on this month ahead. You also will have received your soul journal. It's a lot more in-depth as the months are going on, and making these quite much more larger, with more questions for you to write on and journal on to help you really think about and plan for what you're going to be doing over the course of the month. And we also have our first soul gathering in May, and that's going to be on Thursday the 7th of May at 8:30 p.m. Irish time. And that's a lovely hour and a half class where I get to connect with you in a more personal level, answer your questions, talk about the topic of this month, which is Thrive and Elevate, do a meditation, and go through your soul journals a little bit more in detail. You'll also have received your one card reading by now. I sent those out on Thursday and Friday actually. If you didn't receive yours for any reason, do let me know and I can resend that on to you. And that's an angel or tarot card that went out to you, whichever you had picked. And for those of you who didn't tell me what you wanted, I just picked a tarot card for you in place of that. So today what we're going to do is, this is the first audio of the month ahead, and although a lot of this stuff is in your soul journal, what I want you to do is to start thinking about where you are now and where you would like to be by the end of this month, and over this 4-week period. Because to thrive and to elevate, we have to figure out what that really means to us first and foremost, and what we would like to get from this month ahead. Now, I was doing a reading yesterday afternoon with a lady who was very connected to something higher. And what I was really seeing, and I'm giving you this example for a reason, what I was really seeing is that she was putting a lot of people's energies, family members, work, you know, all these different things ahead of herself, which we all, you know, are guilty of doing, and was not tapping into the resource of herself. And by not tapping into that resource of herself, she was actually getting really bogged down by other people's things and different situations. And a lot of that can happen to us, and that's life in general. But what it really made me realize is that we do have so much resources within us, but the hard part is for us to actually navigate through to see the resources, but also to clear out and clear space for us to be able to hear what those resources are, connect with those resources are. So those resources are going to be our internal resilience, our internal strength, our great, you know, skill set that we have, but also more importantly, our intuition, our deeper connection to us, the part that makes us tick, the part that actually allows us to be in flow. And I put those meditations, Flow and Elevate, because when you're in flow, you can elevate. When you have peace, you can thrive. And that's why I call the meditations those particular things. And it got me thinking as well, is that we also have like an untapped resource in energy that's higher than us. Now, whatever your faith is, it might be a religious belief, it might be a spiritual belief, I don't think you'd be a member of It's Time For Me if you didn't believe in something bigger, because that's really what it's all about in some way, shape or form. Even if that's only in a small capacity, it might be someone who's passed over you might talk to, you know. Or maybe you just believe in the universe at large and there is something bigger out there and you're not really sure what it is. Whatever that is for you, and it's different for all of us, that is a resource that we need to tap into. That is about asking the universe, God, angels, spirits, whatever that is, for support and for help. And don't forget that that is there. So when you're thinking about thriving and elevating, know that you have unlimited resources on a spiritual level, on a universal level, that you can tap into to ask for that support to bring you forward in your next days, weeks, months, years ahead. The real reason I wanted to do Thrive and Elevate this month is because, as I've been talking about, and I'm not going to keep repeating myself on this because you'll probably be sick of me talking about it, but we are being in this phase now of moving away from self-sacrifice and moving into self-renewal as a way to be in our best place, so that then we can help serve and help the rest of the world thrive and elevate. And now more than ever, we are really required to do that. And now more than ever in the world, there is such a deep need for us to be in our best selves, to deal with what's going on and to help others to deal with what's going on too. So what I want you to do is to really just think in your mind after you listen to this today, what thrive and elevate means for you, what your hopes are for this month ahead, what you want to get from it, what you feel is, you know, something that might be blocking that from happening. Now, again, all these questions I'm talking about are in your journal for you to take time and sit down and actually make a ritual with the journal as well. You know, light a candle, put on some gentle music, take space and time. But you can think about these things today. And what I'd also like you to do is whatever thoughts you have around it, if there's specific help that you want this month with this, and it just could be something you feel drawn to, something in your intuition is telling you that, do feel free to text me. Because I want to make sure that you're getting the most out of every month that you've signed up to and every month that we cover, so I can help as much as I can. And I can bring, I won't mention your name or your situation or anything, but I can bring it in to the teachings, because we all learn from each other as well. So what might be affecting you could be affecting 10 other people in the membership or 50 other people in the membership, and they could be delighted to hear that. So, just have a little think about that and let me know. The course of this week as well is we're going to get our blueprint in place. So when we're talking about thriving and elevating, it's on like a much higher level than just practical. But this week is going to be a little bit more practical, because we really got to see how we create this blueprint, or how we create this new foundation for ourselves, from our practices to our devotion. You've got to become devoted to yourself now. And that's hard for us to do when we don't know how to do it, or we aren't good at doing it, or we don't like to put time into ourselves. But that's really what we're going to be looking at here, your devotion to yourself. And have even a little thought about that over the course of the day or night. And I look forward to connecting with you in a few days. Have a lovely day.